and we saw the Meiri, and the Meiri was fundamentally what we know as the Taz. We know it as the Taz, the famous Taz. Taz is actually in three different places. It's in Chol Shemish B'Tzim in Beis, and it's in Or HaChaim. But I'm going to re-show it to you from Yoredeya. That's what I'd like to show it to you from. Settings. Where is settings? Ah, yeah, what settings? I used to do this every single day, but they made it bigger for me somehow. I don't do this anymore. Good. Okay. Near the Taretz, the Ein Koach Biyad Chachomim Lesser Dovah Shapirish Torah Beferish Leheter. Then Koach Biyad Chachomim Lahachmer Ela B'Mokma Shein Bo Lo Isav Lo Heter Before Shmona Torah. Vashenke B'Mokma Sheyesh Heter Before Shmona Torah can't do it. V'zev B'Chal Amor Gemara Sanhedrin. Look at this pshat. Shamati Shabez Na Yomakin V'Onshin Shelo Ben Adin V'Lo Laver Al Divrei Torah El Asas Yog Le Torah. The Kosha Pshita. Shen Koach Bishuma Lav al Divrei Torah. Uvachol Shen Mishmer Simen Beis Kosavni Mize. Vina Nocha Shazachati Yossi Shapit Fei. Tekan Iskaven Shaf Lahachmir. Ein Lem Koach Bumokom Shem Orban al Divrei Torah. Wow. A great pshat. So this is what the Miri said in one line. The Taz explains it at greater length. I saw a Shaila. Let's take a look in the Aruch HaNer. And somebody asked me to Shaila right before Yontif, before Pesach, what about matzah? I never thought of that question. Pesach was on Shabbos this year. Well, how do you eat matzah? It should be gzeira, it should be avarida, it should be rab. Can you imagine they would take away the mitzvah of matzah? People would go crazy. We'll see that soon. But that going crazy, we'll have to be Klaiso can't do without its mitzvahs. We'll see soon. But let's first take a look at the Aruch HaNer. We discuss this very question. I just never thought of the question. Somebody asked me the question, I gave an answer. And Baruch Hashem is mechaven to the answers that it's found in Mikroi Kodesh or Rav Har Tzvi by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank talks about it. Let's see what the Baruch Haner says. Okay. Let me find it. I don't know. Mila we spoke about. Right, this we saw already. Where's matzah? You saw it?
Yeah, both.
Further up? I'm finding it somewhere here. Rashi. Anybody? Missed it. It's there. I see something in this. Whatever, it's there. So, it talks about it. others talk about it. They say, Erech is a bucky. There's no need for a bucky when it comes to matzah. Wait. I'm not sure about that, though. What's the shear? Now there's a whole tumult. Well, how much matzah you have to eat? That you need a real bucky for, because the 10 bakim will give 10 different answers. But I guess they didn't have such a big shear in those days. That's a ride from here. They say, there's nothing to ask a bucky about. Apparently, everyone knew what an olive looked like. You see from here, it shouldn't be machmir so much to the shirim. Otherwise, if you have to be machmir to the shirim, should have asked it on Shabbos. By lulav, you have to know how to shake it. By when to make the bracha. By matzah, obviously, you make a bracha and gamarnu. I guess no one's about the shirim. Fine. But the Aruch HaNeir does discuss, let's see if you can find this. Here, watch this. The Shah Melech asked the cloud to resolve, right? What's mitzvah not trying to go beyond become lesser? Im ken kosha, hove smach the mitzvah. On both sides, who smach from the fnei Hashem alokechem shivas yomim. Look what he says. He quotes the Taz. He tells you, look at, oh, you want to look at the third place, which you have in front of you? Tak pach, sivkot and hay. Let's see the third place too, okay? Takpach, you may have in front of you. The Taz, Tov, Kuf, Peches, Sivkot, and hey, let's look there first. Then we'll come back to the Aruch HaNeir. Just to see it, since he's quoting it in that context. It's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, shofar. Hikshim Mizrachi. Biyontif nami nigzashim etakin klei shir. No, kol shofar. Nah. Oh, nearly. Enam nigzal velachat legami divrei Torah shetifzal letko biyom zeh. Bishlam b'shabas lo masakal legami. Kev de below shabas token biyontif. It's klama shesilk of the Torah lo lava divrei Torah. Same word. The lava divrei Torah. Same as he said in Yorah Day. He said in Aruch Chaim. I'm not sure which he wrote first. Apparently Chol Shavush he wrote first. He said he didn't say this word there. As it says, okay. Umaytar manicha maishna mila. I have no yom hashviv yom shabbos larot alaka. Good. I already said it. But, oh, he tells you he wrote Yoredeya first. He already wrote Yoredeya kushuzai. Apparently, wrote choshen mishpat and then Yoredeya and then orachai. When he write Ebenezer, I don't know. There's a taz on all four. I don't know. I'm sure you can find some other place. You can find the order levur somewhere. Yes, he has a cash in the Taz. Yeah. Yochi Yomisha Nami. No, Yevshel Digzal calls Ayan Yomim. Should he calls him a smach with Hashem and Kerem Shivas Yomim? Yevshel Lo Shabbos. He can't hit Tira Torah Beferish. And even he'll say, smach them, could be not going on Lulav. Still, Kla Torah, Tira Beferish came in the Kabbalah, he the crow, smach them a Lulav Kloy. Same as Yom HaShmini, Philip Shabbos. It's called Befurish. Lachain, yeah. That's the kasha. Psh. What are the answers? Poruch Shapir. Akati Yiksha. Look at this. La mahiti rubi yom rishon dafka. V'lo b'yechad mishar yomim. What's the answer? Is le'ikah menatora b'gvulin. Okay. Right? It's bothered by this kasha. Right. What do you do with the smachta? What do you do with the smachta? So you have to answer. Is the ikum and a Torah begulin? I hoid nami. Only your mission. Hutzruchu lahat your mission mikod azayin yomim. Aval bezman azeh dien mitzvah rak your mission ukro lakach nefesh lakayim b'chshal yomtev mission b'chol shaper gozuk shal yomtev mission b'shabbos. So what's the kasha? The whole reason they were mati and Rishon Davka Mishon is the Iker Gvulin, right? So there's no difference between the Shneim and HaTorah. It's the Nechinami, Kam Gvulin Mutter. So what's he saying over here? Basically, the Aruch HaNeir, if I understand correctly, he's saying the Kash against the Tal Vedu Smachim Shivas Yomim, right? So we can say as follows: what happens if the first day is on Shabbos? If the first day is on Shabbos. Right? Hit Hutzchu Acham Lahatev Yom Echad B'Mikdash So what's the answer? The answer is there has to be a heter one day, as long as it's a heter in one. How often does Pesach fall out? The sukkahs fall out on Shabbos. You have four different days sukkahs can come out, right? It can come out on. You know, it's the third day of Pesach, so it can come out on Tuesday, and come out on Thursday. It can come out on Shabbos. I missed a day. Or Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Okay. And Tuesday is the rarest of all. That's when Pesach is on Sunday. That's the rarer kind. You should know there are four different kviyusim from the days of the week. Four. Right? Pesach lo badu, Pesach lo adu rosh. The most rare one is Pesach on Sundays, you know, it hardly ever happens. The others are almost equal. So that means Sukkos on Shabbos is a common case. It's one out of every, what should we say, 3.5 years approximately, twice every 7 years approximately, Sukkos come out on Shabbos. In every 7 years approximately, it'll be twice on Shabbos, be twice on Monday, like this year, Pesach Shabbos is on Monday, twice on Thursday, when Pesach on Tuesday, and once it'll be on, again, in approximation to, it'll be on Tuesday when Pesach is on Sunday. So that happens pretty frequently, because then it come out, and in order to satisfy the Taz's criterion, would be enough, Yochanan is saying, to take the lulav, right? When the first day of Shabbos, it comes out on Shabbos, only on the first day. So you have five out of 7 years, it'll be nothing. I that's what it says, that's in potential. In potential. So that's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Mem beis and beis. We started. What does it say? The Mishnah says, "Shero beis and shabole de sakana iskina shi kolechad viechad no tail be beiso." The beiso says the Gemara, "Amai tiltul be almahu for litchi Shabbos." On Rabba, we saw yesterday, "Zera shamitlena biyodav es laboki lulmo viavirena dalam shuz a Rabba." Find a time of the shofar, find a time of the Megillah. Yochi Yomishin Nami. Yomishin Nami. Why do you do it on Shabbos? Rishin Otkinu L'Rabbonu B'Beiso. What does that mean? Rashi. Otkinu L'Rabbonu B'Beiso. Kitiko Tanim Masnisin. Hiskinu Sheikol Echad V'Yechonot L'Beiso. Umitol Sholitarat Lo'ela B'Beiso. Zocharu. Below Osi Lafuke. Yeah. Now wait a minute. That's not the reason they did it. They did it based on what's that. They were killing each other. Half of Pekane, once they did it, there's no problem of Shemi Avirenu. They remind themselves it's different than every other year they bring it to. They remember they used to bring it to the base of Migdash and Erev Shabbos in the old years. He said Ravara, and they will not be. They won't do it. Fine. Now we come, Rabosai, to the next Tosfos. Oh. See the Gemara first. Yochi, Rabos. Let's hold on. Start again. Hotenech achatakona. Kodem takona ma'ika lemeima. It's very nice after the takona. But before takona, why they do it the first day? Says the Halakha Gemara. Watch this. Ella, Rishon de Isim and Atorah Begvulin, Lo Gozel Berabbanan Beis Hamikdash. Hanach Lusnab and Atorah Begvulin, Gozel Berabbanan. Rashi. Ella Rishon de Chashuva Netilasod Afila Begvulin Chayav, lo gozer be'rabbanan lo be'gvulin lo be'mikdash. Aval shayamim she'enam min ha'torah ela be'mikdash, lo chashiv ve'netil ha'ditu, ve'gozer be'rabbanan mishumchum be'deshabes af be'mikdash. Kim toma nimtu bezin mas lakad ova min ha'torah, ha'asvin li b'vamis, shani nishayv ha'tas ha'shay, they have the right to do so. They can do it. Fine. Frank the Gemara, Yochi Ho'id na Nami, Rashi Yochi Mishum, Tisa Begvulin, Logozabe, Ho'id na Nami, Litchi Yonter Rishon, Es HaShabbos, and you and I both know, if Sukkot is on Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav. Why not? Why not? They gave a reason why we should be able to do it. Okay. Says the Gemara. Watch. Anan Layadina Bekfir the Yarcha. Period. We don't know. Rashi. Shem and Yontav ad Lamocha. Davel and the Mevet Elul Uber. Elul can be a Uber in theory 30 days. Well, it hasn't happened since Ezra's time, but still it could happen in theory. Frank, Sotze Gemara. Inu the Yadav Bekfir the Yarcha Litchu. Rashi. Inu Bener Tosh Adayim Makash Napiria. Litchu Lahu Apis Manazeh. Enochinami. You're right. Yes, you're right. The Tanani the Chada beyond the region Shachad Shechalios B'Shabbes Kol Omolichin as Lovei and Laharabayis. That's our Mishnah. Utna Nidach Lebeis Hakneses. That's a Mem Aleph. Shma Mino Kabbes Masha Biglish Kayim. Kabbes Masha Isha Biglish Kayim. Shma Mino. Stop right here. Okay. Tan idach mastisni besof pirke le'el. Stop. Right over here, stop. Toysus. Hot kini rabbana little bebeso, kini katoni mastisni betok shlo hitarat le'el bebeso, zachahu, lo'asa lafuke. Period. Vichitema, imkein le'takle na'ame kol shiva bebeso, k'shachal b'shabes. Wow. Why on the first day? It's a great reminder. You're doing it in the house, right? So why only the first day is on Shabbos? Every day is on Shabbos should work. Right? We call it Shabbos Chalamoy, right? That's what we call it. Shabbos Chalamoy. Says Tosis, Yodea Gemara de Mahanik Tzas, whole of the Rishon Daraisa. You might know from the very beginning that that's a Svara. But I didn't think that in and of itself would carry the day. Okay. This is what Tosis is. Let's look on the Balamor. See what he says, yeah?
So, isn't the Gemara so circular? Meaning, when the Gemara says that even before the step of Atina Hakar, the Gemara says that, because on the Rishon they were attacking to bring it in their house, that's why. But the only reason they were attacking to bring it in their house was because they were lovably the Sakana, which only came about because they were Doves and Shabbos on Yom Rishon specifically. So, isn't it like circular
love? In some ways you're right, but it's not a total circle. You can climb off the circle at a given point. Let's turn to the Balamor, okay? You have the Balamor in the back? And I'll print this page, Nun Zayin. It's on the Mar Makomas. Let's read together. First Balamor in the Perek. Yochi Rishonami Rishonotkin Lerama Besa. Oh! That's kasha, the Tosis kasha. Shebetzvaso min haTorah ain a ela b'mikdash. Shundechsev usmach lan v'Hashem l'gaim b'shivas yomim. Ukiilo amar, we discussed once before. At pashim b'shivas yomim. Kirish shebetzvaso min haTorah b'chol makom. Leficha hitkinu lo shekolecha nolta b'beiso. Only on day one. Wait a minute. But so what? What you don't take mitzvahs to say the rabbanon seriously? Only mitzvahs to say the raisa? That's what Balamor seems to be saying. Only the rabbanon said it didn't take it so seriously. That's hard to say. Oh, tivutzim dachuk. What's pshat? Look. He calls a ritva. The kasha tilted by mitzvah Shabbos only by mikdash. Came in little calls Amid or Isa. Yeah, Abba Begvulim came in the Iraq with the Rabbanon. Shapi and Shlomo to be Malkam. He said tilt law. We saw this yesterday. They didn't. I said, I say the Rabbanon. They wouldn't knock on Isa the Rabbanon. Right? That's the ritva. Fine. Good. As Rashi sounds away. Now we understand. Your mission shach takana sharei tikku shiyu to kolecha bebeisav lo shach isa tiltu b'sharei gam bebeisav doraisu b'mikdash. Aval ha-shayom lo koshe de litku shiyu to kolecha bebeisav. Yesh lomar, tim notu bebeisav, ozu mitzvah doraisa du smach lefnei Hashem lkeinu shivas yamin, labi drak de rabbonon, labi kan isa tiltu, lechei lo tikku litku bebeisav b'shabes, meredik, shur mishu gam balamor tiritz keinzeh. Yeah, but I think that what I said is makes it better. And he says it makes it even better now. Shuv ain't svara little bebeis. I feel with the rabbanon. Meiridik. Okay, fine. Gavaldik. Fine. Good. The Meiri answers. They only matakan in the house of a sakana. No sakana. They weren't matakan at all. So do without it. The Ritva says it could have asked that kasha. They could have asked Tosis kasha. Fine. Now Rabosai, here's the biggest question of all. Let's take a see the Meiri inside. The question is, who cares what's Begvulim? The Gemara says, since it's not Begvulim with Oraisa, therefore we're not going to be doch here in Beis HaMikdash. What's the connection? Let's read the Meiri on Mabez and Mabez. See what it says? Whoa. What's the lashon? Let's open to the Gemara again. What's the lashon of the Gemara? It's important to understand what the lashon means. What does it say? It says Rishon. This is the fifth line. Rishon disim in a Torah begvulin lo goz berabbanon in the mikdash. Harach list of a Torah begvulin goz berabbanon in the mikdash. What's the why is it in the mikdash? What's the bigger yichus if it's begvul or not begvul? What's the difference? So the Meiri talks about it. It's hard for you to find things on the screen. Not finding it. It's here somewhere. The lashon of the Meiri is that if it's since it's begvulin midoraisa, it's a mitzvah chashuva v'chamura. I'm going to find the lashon. Should be here.
Rashi
had that lashon? Oh yeah, so Rashi already said it. Okay, good. So only the Meiri. Chashuva v'chamura. You see, that's another word. Somewhere. What does it mean? Let me explain what I think pshat is. It's my pshat. The first day is with the rice of the bull. You know what that means? You know what it means? It means it's a personal chiyuv on every individual. We saw in the Gemara, the third parak. an individual's obligation. They didn't want to cancel. But a Beis HaMikdash, how do we explain it? What we saw? It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. The tzibur has to arrange for it to happen. No yochid can be, is a chiyuv on you in particular. Okay. It's only a chiyuv on the tzibur. It's not so chashuva and chamura. That's what we said. Isur b'gvul, and what it really means is, it's a personal chiyuv to tzibur the gomer. You don't want to be goes on the mikdash. Very ridiculous. I think it's a great answer. Okay, now we have the next tosis. Inu the yada b'kfir the yach. Says tosis a very important thing. Ein maskona zu kaima. L'kamon maskinon kevan l'didan lo dochi l'didhu nami lo dochi. Ubraisa katoni. Mishnah should say better. The Katani, Molichin Lovela Beis Hakneses, Mokrina Bismacha Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Ubigvulin. The Gemara is going to say Memdalim and Aleph after the whole Sugya of Arava. That's tomorrow's Shia. What's new is Arava. Lulav, we already spoke about it. Arava is totally, we never discussed Arava at all. Shana Rab never discussed it at all. So I'll probably get to that tomorrow. And because of various kashas on this Gemara of the Arava, what comes to a conclusion on that Memdalim and Aleph, different from Memgimel and Aleph, and rejects it, what said it a lot earlier, and that we don't do it today, finish, it's no longer done. So Tosfos is pointing out that the Maskana is not this way, that the Eretz Yisrael should take Lulav on Shabbos, don't do it. You ever been in Israel on Shabbos, first day of Sukkos? You ever been there? They take a Lulav? No. Okay. No.
This past year?
I don't remember. Yeah, it could have been. Yes. Yes, I was in Israel also. I was also in Sukkos. Yes. Sukkos was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, right? It's a 3-day hunter. That's right. I couldn't move for 3 days. When I was running around, I couldn't move. Right, so this year. Oh, no, this year was Thursday. Sometimes I'm making a mistake. Thursday. But some years, it's a common occurrence. It's fine. Wait. No, this year was Thursday. But many years on Shabbos, they don't take it. I'm telling you, they don't take it. If you've ever been there, they don't do it. Fine. Frek Tais was the following kasha. Vim Toma. Mai Shnomi Shofar Titnan in Rosh Hashanah Choftes Yadlash Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos V'Mikdash Yotol Amanina. They did the Mikdash. So why is it that the Lulav they didn't take and Shofar they did blow? It's a good kasha. Yesh Lomar Tishani Lulav the She'eno Ela Tiltul B'Alma became an issue with Mikdash, lo echmiru with Medina. Avot kir shofar, ika maisa chokhma vachra dutfei. I said it wrong. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that they did take the lulav in the Medina, but not the shofar. So the answer is, lulav is tiltul b'yama, it's Mutta Mikdash, they weren't Machar Medina, as long as it was Mutta Mikdash. But Shofar is the Maisa Chokhma, V'achmir Bo Tfei. What does that mean? In one of two different things. One thing it could mean is as follows. No. Didn't I show it to you in Tavkuf Peches? What happened over here? Oh, there it is. That's what it could mean. How did Magen Avraham understand it? Tav Kufei Ches. Watch this. He quotes I think it's Maran Padua, who says that the same Shasha is a Taz, Shemitak and Sheshir. Lo Yitkul Yolam, the Taz is answer. It's got to be Yonder Shach Shem Yitake. Nimsa the Yaakov b'Tzemer HaTorah, it can't be. Av Gzeres Shem Yavirena L'Sherech L'B'Shabbos T'Shapigos. Fine. Good. Very good. Then, Kfir D'Yarcha, Hadakush L'Duchti, Name of the Gzeres Hu Shem Yitakan Kleshir, Rav Chol HaTkiyas, the Rishus, Umay D'Shab Yant L'Mishun D'Mimarashach, Yotav who have the mitzvah v'cholu lo avdina v'lo klum. Mashenka b'Shabbos tavina hashvus. V'toysus sukkah inu yadi is a type not reish perik reish perik dalim. Mashma de b'emes b'tkia hatam mishum shvus hava ayin shom. The Magen Avraham understood, you know, the reason why we're more machmir by shofar than by lulav, because of the shvus. It's the shvus to blow to play musical instruments. It's the shofar. It's a combination of factors, two separate and distinct factors. That's how the Magen Avraham understood the Tosfos. Shem Yavirenu and the shvus. That's not the simple pshat. I think it's a better pshat, which I want to show you right now, which is given by the Kapos Temorim. Look. Red Inu. Okay. Oh. Kavonis HaToysis, not like we just want to walk in the room. To l'olam tam ha-mishem yavirenu, mir belulav, kevon, den chocha b'ninu ha-lulav, the tiltul b'yamahu, lo shayach l'mezakul ha-ya, I don't get shake a lulav, come on, I don't shake a lulav. Shem yavirenu lachas, it's a bucket of limon, ha-ninu ha. Avot kiyas shofar gemiri du maisa chochma, v'lav kuliyama shofar gemiri. You want to blow shofar? You blow shofar. You do blow shofar? You do. Oh, so you're a bucky. But I'm not a bucky. So shayach l'migza tvei, shem yavirenu v'lo chayach l'vitu l'tkoh v'migza. That's gavaldik pshat. Not the two separate things. Because it requires chokhma, so we have to go to a bucky to tell you how to do it. How to blow, how to make the shvam the truest, b'shim achas, I have to tell you how to do it. I think that's a better pshat. Ninua, yeah, you know, you need a little bukiyas. Remember we saw Kotner Adel and Anea. That's not a go all for. Okay, but still, yeah, anyone can do it, doesn't it? Okay, fine. Now the Tos has an opposite kash. Back to Tos. Miu kasha. Last narrow line. The yachal churban hekila b'shova tevi belulav. It's not a Rosh Hashanah b'shachara b'es hamikdash. It's kin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shu tokem b'chol mokom sheish bo bezdin. Belulav luish triklal. Can the maskin come on? Right? That's mem dalet. So it's fakert. Now the shoe's on the other foot. First, lulav is mokal. Now, lulav mochomer. Why? Yen shlom. The shofar shulalos the chronim shal yisrael avinish v'shamayim lo rotzul levatal legamrei. They couldn't get a shofar. You can't do without a shofar. Impossible. Can't do without a shofar. Can't do without a shofar. Impossible. Can't. The kevet the chad bezin tiknu. To the bechol malchus shesh bezin. Aval Bishop is my bias later element of Shavka, but you know, be consistent. Bezin is bezin is bezin. Oud. The bedin who the lulav yedoch and begvulin yosef mishofar. What's this answer to the first kasha now? Right, it's very confusing. Vote is answering the first kasha. Follow me? It tells us, misled us. It's kasha A, teretz A. Kasha B, teretz B. Now kasha back to A. It's Oud is going back to A. Oh, again, the bedin of the lulav liyadocha begvul yosef mishofar the roshana lo yada bekriyas hachodesh shall be shalayim av yadav rishon the lulav av yadua af begvul. Everyone knew when yadav is right. It's already the 15th day of the month. If you knew about it, let's go back now to the previous answer before. The Ran, turn to the Ran Rabbi Osayim page nun tes or chafala from the base. Okay, let's take a look. the end of the first paragraph on the top right. Mikomakam kosha, mashtod the basal churban, hiskar yokam azakai, should talk about Kalmakam shmabezdin, or tiknakam belula, yeshloma. Should the shofar, evshul the yachel the tkoai de kula, hukamamakam bezdin, lekala mechash. Mashagin belula, the lechol masur, was yanam and veys, hukamakam belula, bezdin nikala mechash, baby shimzer the rabbah. Rabbah, there's only one baal tokea. So Bez will make sure that the shofar is there before, no one's going to carry the shofar. Who can't have? Bez is not going to help. Bez is not going to help. Bez is not going to help. Rabosai, the most emotional and powerful answer along the lines of Tosfos is given by the Ritva. Take a look at the Ritva on our daf. With the answers. See? Watch. This is a general bit that's important to know. Inu yada b'kfir d'yachab. Pirish. The b'rov eretz yisrola shluchim agiyim. V'yodin b'kfir d'yachab. V'yosin yovechad. Kashli tuva. Hochar minon. D'lo yada b'nei bavu b'kfir d'yachab. But since in b'sechta beitza, famous Gemara. Yishloma, Tohocha, Maya, Bibiman, Kirish, HaChodesh, Shein HaShluchim, Magiyin, Chutz Laretz, Alel Miyuta, Bibilvad, Gan, Bibabal, Atzma, it says in Rosh Hashanah, Kiyos, Ulu, Bibabal, Amra, Brua, Yadin, Charim, Babloi, Ma, Tibu, Savdina, Lu, Kame, the Baro, Chutz Laretz, Lo, Dachu, Lo, Yadin, Bikfir, Diach, Lo, Dachu, Klav, Yilecha, Diadi, Pshh, Chiamina, Nhosim, and Beitza, Yadin, Bikfir, Diach, No, Hainu Akash Oman Hilala Nasi Acha Benosh of Yudan is Nasi Benosh Rabbein of Akkadish. You know the Hillels. We spoke once before this year. There were 10 generations between one Hillel and the next. Hillel was the founder of the dynasty, the famous dynasty, Rabbinic dynasty. He came from Babel. It was Hillel. He had a son, Rabbi Shimon. He had a son, Rabbi Gamliel Hazoke. He had a son, Rashbak, Masaruge Malchus. Right, the famous story of Yishmor and Rashbak. He had a son, Rabbi Gamliel Diavna. Didn't take over right away. Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka, because he was too young. He was a young man. His father was martyred, right? Then came Rashbag of the Mishnah. Halach Rashbag B'chol Mishnah Seinim. Then came Yehuda HaNasi. Right? The son of Rashbag, the third Rabbi Shimon in the dynasty. Then what came after that? Tells you the dynasty. What came after that? After that, Nu, what does it say over here? What's his name? After that, said he's missing a generation over here because Rebbe's son could not be called Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Impossible. Oh, Teretz says that Rebbe had two sons. He gave both names. One was Shimon, one was Gamliel. One of them, I forgot now which, had a son, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. They call him Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Okay, and his son was Hillel Hasheni. He made the calendar. We had 10 generations. Right? Rebbe was the 7th generation. Then his son, let's say Rebbe Leel, son of Yehuda Nasiya, his son Hillel. Okay? He lived right in the 4th century. He saw what's happening. No more smicha. No more smicha. No more smicha. It's going to be a disaster. He made a calendar for all time. Okay? So now we know. We have a calendar. Now we know. Watch. Sharah, Tikin Lona Bchesh and Shibi Adena Hayom Ki Sharah, Shasmicha Mismatis, he misbatelis be Israel. You know, the Romans, the early Christians, were worse. They wanted to stop Smicha. You know, we say in Antusha of the Surah Gumachas, there's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. You want to get Smicha, then they're going to kill you. Don't worry about it. He stood in the way, and they shot arrows into him, and he died, and they all got away, the Mismacha. It wasn't like a Chag HaSmicha, they would have balloons. In those days, the Smicha was you risked your life to get Smicha. Yeah, by side. Yeah. Shemakashin Moadas Rosh Chodoshim El Moadom. Shani Yochas Hasatchak. She's about to call Moadas. Veshua Sadin the Kadosh Chodoshim Zecha Zebesh Hasatchak. It says in Sanhedrin, they did it a long time in advance. He was Makadosh Ol Chodoshim forever. Achash and Nisyashim say Achash and Shibadenu. We call Yisrael Yodim Kfiyos Yereach. Behind it, Amina Hosam Ashtay Dim Kfiyoyach as Emes Vinochen. The Ramban already says this more or less in his Sefer Mitzvahs. Nowhere in Shas is this found. How did Ritva know this? How did Ramban know this? It was the Mesorah beyond them.
You ever talk about the Talmud?
No. The Ramban asks a kash against the Rambam, who says some kind of it's a cheshem, it's a loch lo shvisina. He asks, where's the loch lo shvisina? It's nowhere to be found. The Brisker Rav answers, it's a concept called soda ibur, something Rosh Hashanah. Rashi has one shot. Rabbi Nachananel says the soda ibur is to be mekadosh kadosh until Mashiach comes. That's the Rambam soda. Didn't want to tell it. The woman wanted to spell that for the Romans. But the Ramban is also shver. Where's the Ragmar say what you said? It's almost the same salt. I don't know. It doesn't say the Farish in the Gemara. Okay. Oh. Watch this. One second. Oh, lulav is docha Shabbos. Why not shofar? That's the original kasha. Goes to Balamor's territory. You saw it? Because shofar has the rabbonas as well. That's a pellet of the guitar. Who cares? But it has the rices also. I ask, what's the Balamor talking about? Oh, it says, you have the Balamor? Take a look. Balamor's right over here. Balamor is a kasha. Right over here. Page Nunches. Yeshlomo, the fifth line. Came in the mitzvah, column one. Mitzvah shova mu'revis yibiyoma midrabbana midaraisa. Because you hold it up. Rosh Hashanah medal. Shos truas brosh Hashanah shtayim midivetorach divrei sofrim. Or achat divrei shtayim divrei sofrim. Hover the rabbana be mitzvah shova akeira. The titchi kula be miklish. Konem takana. Pile ployv of a raven. Nowhere does it say in the Torah Akdosha to take to blow shofar in Riverdale or in Washington Heights. Nowhere. Shlomo Torah vayikru chav gimel chav dal chafei Shabbos and zichron trua ele b'malkum v'kraft demishal Hashem. Holy cow! It never says you have to blow shofar anywhere outside the base of Midrash. Refers in the Torah. Lonema b'chol artzachem ele b'yovel. We always assume it does say Yom Tshuva Yerlechem. It does say, but it's also the concept of Karbanos, Parshas Pinchas, Shabbos and Zichron Tshuva. It says over there only in the, also the concept of Karbanos. So with not for Drushas Chazal, we would never have a mitzvah shofar at all. Bang! That's why we're more machab by shofar because they're right. Pilei ploim, mamish. Okay, what about the kasha, the other kasha, the kasha for carrot later on, right? Watch this. Oh, why are we more machabai shol? He says, it's a beautiful answer he gives, a different answer. Look what he says. We say, Ava misa derais, lo dachi shabsa mishim gzer derabo, that's the reason for everything. The shofar lo haviyad be kviyad yachal be beis avad. Fisha Chaga ben Yomo. Chaga ben Yomo is the first day of Tishrei. Hosan Nami is in the Yadi, like Shaboy made him in a Mincha Lamailo, even there. For you know, and also Yom Kodesh, Lamacha Kodesh. The came in the Kilawas Adam Lodachinan, Kios Adam Nami Lodachinan. Now we understand. Now we understand why that's what Mamacha by Shov originally. Alright? Fine. Fine. The same thing applies to Mila. Right? Because there's no Kvir Yach issue. Fine. No. No, by shofar. By shofar, when they were matakeim, b'chol makom shel bezdin. Why by shofar, not by lulav? What a Tosfos answer. Ki ha-shofar u'lalos zichrono sh'yisrael avin sh'ashamayim. V'rots l'vat l'gam, v'rots l'makom shel bezdin, k'mik l'shatzmo. Yeah, but so what? Blow the next day. Look what he says. V'od, to shofar the less elayom echad. V'yishtakach mitzvoso. In the old days, it was only one day Rosh Hashanah. Go a whole year without shofar? It can't be. Tick the bow. Mashengen belulav, shereyesh bo shayom midrabonan miyas. Ah, meridik. Ava vish ena tashlum in the rishon, because that's the rice of the rabbonah. Mikomakom, v'yikah zecha dikah lulav in the rice, the dachele shabbos v'nachonu. Great answer. You can't go a whole year without shofar to do tshuva. Uri Yoshe Mishnaschal is going to wake you up. Right. It has to be. Okay, Rabbi Osai, fine. Adkan, who we saw in the Rishon. The Rif, what does the Rif say? What's the Rif? Let's read the Rif. The Rif, the top of the page of the test. For Rishon, the Isla Ikum and Atorah Begvulin. Hold on, made a mistake. The Rif is on page Nun Zayin. Rishonami, says the Rif, paraphrasing the Gemara, Rishon, the Isla Ikum and Atorah Begvulin, goes to Barabona. Hanach Leslu Ikum and Atorah Begvulin, goes to Barabona. Says the Belamor, it's an inaccurate phrase. Inaccurate phrase. Why didn't say that? The Gemara said, Rishon de'isim in Atorah begvulin. Didn't say the word Iker. Didn't say the word Iker. The word Iker, he claims, is a mistake. Is a mistake. Where does he say that? Yeah. Column 2 of page Nun Ches. For Rif Kosev in Halachos Mamakom Hazeh, Rishon de'isim in Iker and Atorah begvulin. Lo Shayach Lemema Ki Hadein Lishna Elinyin Mevet Shivazech Lemikdosh. Don't say the word ikar. The word ikar doesn't belong over here. Where is the word ikar found, Rav Osai? The word ikar was found later on in Sukkos HaGemara, discussing the other days. Where is it found? Mem Dalet. He quotes it again, mistake on the top line of Nun Tes, Rishon the Ikum and Atorah Begvulin Minolon. No, I didn't say Ikar. The Gemara said no. Rishon the Ikum and Atorah Begvulin Minolon. Yeah, he quotes on the word Ikar. Where's the word Ikar really found? Where's the word Ikar really found? So it's later on, Rav Osai. Wait, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says, Memdal halfway down. East blue of the east say Ikim and Atorah Begvulin, as opposed to Rav Lesli Ikim and Atorah Begvulin. It's not a Rav is Halacha Moshe Misina. It's not found anywhere in the Chumash. The whole chiyuv that we have to clap shyness on the Shana Rabba. There's no pasuk. So he says that he made a mistake by now, but that's a minor semantical question, sadistic question. Now comes a real kasha. Rabbo said the new paragraph in the Balamor against the Rif. Watch this. Umesechus Megillah the Perek Rishon, Kotel of a Rivzal, Garcina and Mesechus Sukkah. Everyone with me? Look inside. Neima ain lulu dochel Shabbos biyom tev Rishon, falam etzvasim in Atorah afil the begvulin, ulkimna mishum d'leadina bekviyah diyacha. Umesvegal odachin and Shabbos, v'ayna time of the shofar, v'ayna time of the Megillah, eilu divya Rivzal, v'heim kishgogo. The Riv made a mistake. was it a mistake? Shlo nemar v'hainu time of the shofar v'hainu time of the Megillah elinyin gzeira the rabba. That's we saw that. Not top of Mem Gimel. The gzeira itself. Aval inyin sfeika the kviyu the yarcha ain't was a time the shofar for the Megillah. Has nothing to do with shofar Megillah. Sherafilu b'mokam shlo ha'yolem shum sabi v'kviyu the yarcha lo docha was a Shabbos k'dit nanga b'shofar b'mikla shoyu tokan avalo b'medina. Even though they knew kviyu the yarcha. Uve Megillah liyola lo dochs as a Shabbos b'shum mokom. Usfeke de kviyah di yachal huska be gemara al inyan lula bilvad. For this baruch kol atam be lula v'shov be Megillah k'moshik nesap nechavnu. And the Rif made a big mistake. So writes the Balamor about the Rif. Now the Ramban is not going to take this sitting down. Forget it. Rif made a mistake. Forget about that. No. So what's pshat the Rif talking? What's talking the Rif? It's a good kash. Good kasha. The Rabban's it's a good kasha. Okay. Heavy Odeya starts on page Nun Zayin. Sheikah Tshuvas Hashela Shehilu Rabim Loma Lo Hoya Shofa Docha Shabbos Medina Shari Ikoro Min HaTorah Vafilu Bigvulin Zu Shem Rabbeinu Zal Shlo Yadina Bekfir Diyacha Shafilu Kshoya Beis HaMikdash Kayim Lo Yodin Bekfir Shavash Chodesh Zeh Shu Chag Shach Chodesh Miskasebo. Right, they didn't come so fast. It was the first day of Tishrei. Now, if you do this match, how Eidim boim shachris v'mikdash, how Yodim v'kfir shel chodesh there, uv'gvulin lo hay Yodim, lefichach lo hayu token el v'mikdash b'vad, v'sveikel lo dachin and shabta. Okay, fine. Okay, what Rabbeinu Agoro zechronu levrocha say? Hayim atama the shofar, uv'dinaya shafir v'mikdash o b'mokam havad. Lo nitka. Shrei kama pomim shoedim mishtan lavo v'lo hayu boim b'shachos konos man tkiya. Upom shi mishtan ad le'achar mincha. Upom shi enim boim ad le'machoraso. Kwa shi mifurash b'mkom v'sechaz v'shon daf lamin. Ike mishim gzeiru de rabba. De mitzvega lo dachin en shabta. V'afil b'zman shayu boim b'shachos nami. Shlo yom eshtake tokanu v'achshav nitka. Kmo shi mitzvini b'shir shayom b'shachos shir shil chol. V'afil b'zman shabo eidim shachos v'shirov ab pomim. Mishtan lavo, when a boy at sabach leminchok, the Tanya asked him to accept the Rosh Hashanah. Tomer shel shacha karm kuchas, ala sheitiyu b'miklash. Oh, so he can't blow in general. Ella, sheitiyu b'miklash ain't reason. Hiska of Yochanan ben Zakeh b'chol mokah shem bezim if ne bezim sheshluchei bezim motziin osan umasrin b'hem. That the shluchei bezim are very careful to tell them what to do. Masirin ben, it says the gears on the side. V'chen liyomer atam biyovel shein token ele bezman bezdin she'em asan saros naleim v'shadav atol b'kiddush bezdin agonu uv'medina shelo shalmim bezdin b'kiddush misfeka lo docha rabbanon diyom ha'kipur mishum gzera de rabba. Fine. Ah, u'ma shem rabbanon made the top line of column 2, which is the kash of the Balamor. Why are you mentioning this idea of shor from Megillah when it comes to this idea of Sfeika the Yom? Nothing to do with that. Hayna Tama the Megillah? No! Don't take it literally. Yaduahu Shekalape Shoma Bahalo Mitzvasamina Torah Vafila Begvulin Vyoma Mishim Bleadina Bekvir the Archa. Now he said the answer we said by Lulav Philodochi Shapsa. Ella what? Vadai the Divrei Torah. I read it wrong. Lodochi Shapta Levadai the Divrei Torah. The only reason Docha Shabbos is a Vare Doraisa. The Fichach Omar. Fahainu Tama de Megillah. Koloma. She'ena Dvar Torah. Meredik. Meredik, Rabosai. Meredik. Time of the Shofar, because it's not a Vadai. And time of Megillah, it's not a Dvar Torah. That's what the Rif meant. Oh, the Ramban is a brilliant, brilliant defense of the Rif. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And the Rabbis says something similar. Okay. Fine. Along the same lines. Along the same lines. Fine. So it's a Kav HaChomer. The Gilas of the Rabbanan. Only a Vare D'Oraisa. Not a Sveg D'Oraisa, Kav HaChomer, not a Rabbanan. That's what the Rabban is basically saying. Fine. Very good. Both sides. Let's read a Rashi. Read a Rashi. Rashi is coming on the Maskonas HaGemara. We saw the Maskonas HaGemara quoted in Tosis. We didn't see it in the Gemara proper. I think it's worth seeing the Gemara proper. Rashi mentions the Isser of Los is go to do. I knew it was somewhere. Okay, there it is. Oh, so you're right. Okay, the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis is as follows: Kevan Anano Dachinan Inu Namo Dodoch. For Yom Tavrishin to Lidan Lo Dochi the two Dochi. I mean, no. Here's the Maskana. The two Nami Lo Dochi. Oh, this is the line that Tosis is referring to on Gimel Aleph. That's not the Maskon. Doesn't care to be. No, no one does it. Says Rashi, Shlolas as Yisrael Agudas Agudas V'nirik Kishtei Torahs L'Didan Lo Dachi Lulav Shabbos. That's what Rashi Losis go to do. So the Achronim Es Kakasha Losis go to do. Losis go to do. What? Losis go to do. That's only two but they dinim in one city. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. This is two different better than in two cities. One is the Chutzarts, one in Eretz Yisrael. So one answer the Chronim give is, well, it's still not right, and it's one Bezdin Mitake, even though it's two different places. The best Eretz, I believe, is given in the Kappos tomorrow. Where is it? Oh, what did I just do over here? Sorry. Agudas, agudas. What do you mean? You've almost have your dollar, Rabbaye. Kiaminalos is go to do, you're going to base, but they didn't have a beer achas. The Kemish, you can't kosh. Hey, I'm going to hoch, I'm going to lay chutz start. Lo doch, the very stroll, I'm going to doch. She'll ask us, I saw agudas, agudas. Rafili, Rabbaye, base, but they didn't have a stay, Ayoros. Less the mission loss is go to do, the kosh can lirova. The Marash Dam talks about it. He knows it's going to do Yeshua Beis Bechinas. Echad Lavra Lomit HaTorah. V'sheni, Sh'af HaPi, Shein Issa, Tzorach Lassas Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Can you need Issa Pshita to Lachul HaMalek Yisru B'Shnei Mekomas? I feel that by it. The Kongo Lios Adav a built in nose. Sh'nirah the Mitzvah Kolelas to call Yisrael Yecholak B'Neim. Fine. Okay. Or the Rash Bam says, HaChachomim Mishamdu L'Takeh. Okay, so the Chacham are making the same takonim for both nations. How can it be? Megillah, Bez, Necha, Tikkun, Shayoras, Yukub, Yudal, Mekof, and Chomel, and Mochar. And they don't say it's lost its go to do. That's a famous kashal. That's also lost its go to do. Okay. Nearly, Shinamor al Kusha Cheretz. The Pasuk Rambam, Uvichlal al Sorazu, Shlia Bez, but they didn't be Irachas, Zenoakim and Exev, Zenoakim and Agachav, and Rishonim Tomolov. Eich posuk abayit lo kerova. Yal kagam. It's not one of the yal kagams. It's not going to be posuk abayit. What a great kasha. You roll it the time of the Ramban, the posuk abayit mishum sukkah nidan. How do you like that? You have to go to sukkah daf memdala to find out why posuk abayit against rova and misaf liyavam staf yudala. Only the kappos tomorrow I think it is. Yeah. Why? Why? Damrina in the cave in the livnei echut slurts. Dachi. Gan livnei Yisrael. Dachi. Shalas Yisrael Agudas Agudas. Tzvi the Rambam. Tekavanim Shabbanei Chutz starts. Ole Regolim. Look at this. Shalom Eretz Yisrael. Vim Yiru Dibnei Eretz Yisrael. Yikulu Lo Vem Lo Yiku. Yovodim Achlokes. Kevin Shehem Birachas was man a regel. Fame base, but they didn't Birachas. And they were Choshim Losses go to do. Like Abaye. That's what I'm passing, like Abaye. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing teretz. He passed like Abaye because of our Gemara. Because they come to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and they be minhagim chalukim in Yerushalayim itself. Fascinating. Fascinating. That's what the Kapus Tmorim suggests. Or Bayas is based, but they didn't. Be Yerachas. It's called Yerachas. Again, Kasha was, Abaye says Yerachas. So what's going on? It's not the Yerachas. Koshka the Rava. The answer is it is an Yerachas. It comes to Eretz Yisrael. But is it really true? Is it really true? Rabosai. The Aruch HaNer and Yevamah says to Kasha, all Gemara is after the Churban. Not only regular after the Churban. Well, I don't know, is that true today? On Shavuos, so many people came to Yerushalayim, even though it's the Churban. That's right. So maybe people do come. I don't know. That's his kasha. Maybe that's the teretz. Okay. Rabosai, the next Rashi, Begvulin. Molichin lebeis haknesses. They took the lulav to shul. V'kulu b'zman abayis. Tavakulu ba'aretz. Usmuchin lios bezdin. What does that say? Well, what? Smuchin libezdin. That's what I have to say. The word lios doesn't belong. Smuchin libezdin. Okay? Still the bezdin. Fine. Okay? V'yodin emas hukva hachodesh. Again. Take a look. Yeah, we didn't see the Gemara. We saw the Rashi before the Gemara. Again, the Tunaim Lodachi, Lodachi, El Kasha Hani Tarti, right? We had the steel we had before. Tanichada Kolam Ulichas Lulbeis Harbais, Tanichada Lebeis Hakneses, Ube Tarzinam, Kambes Mesh Mesh Kayim, Kambes Mesh Mesh Kayim. That was our answer before, but now the answer doesn't hold water. Doesn't hold up. Lo. Idi v'idi b'zman shebetz mikdash kayim lo kasha kan b'mikdash kan b'gvulin zok Rashi b'gvulin v'olich l'beis ha'knesses v'kula b'zman ha'bayis tav v'kula b'aretz usmucha l'bezim v'yodin emas hukva chodesh amal atem b'shechor b'es ha'mikdash ein lulav docha shabbat afil ibn Eretz Yisrael. Gavaldik. A beautiful answer. Okay. How far do the shluchim get? How far does shluchim get? That's a question. Let's first take a look at the Rashash for a minute. Rashash also makes the Hagor on Rashi, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi Begvulin, yeah, the Moshav Bezdin, fine. Resh Megillah, Rashi, Beshurin Alad Masam, fine. Ulechora Kosha Lepirish Rashi, Mitainas Taf Yud, the Mishnah, Tes Vav Yom Achar Achad, Teshagir Achan Shab Yisrael in the Har Pros. Vashluchim, Halo, Lohochim Rosh Hashanah, Vyom Kippurin. Didn't go Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's he saying? Rashi said, what did Rashi say over here? Rashi said, Atam Yishchor Beis HaMikdash in lieu of Docha Shabbos HaFilu in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in the olden days they knew Emas HaHuk V'HaChodesh. Right? We also know. Don't we know? Do we know? What do you answer to Rashash? Yesh Lomar, The Shani Shluchei Bezen Hashem is the reason for Yechidim. It will go fast. Masha Ein Kein Ole Regolim Shalichosim La'at L'Regal Neshem Uvinayim. What's he saying? It's, if you go by yourself, an able-bodied person go much faster than someone's going with his wife or his kids. It takes much longer. Then he says something amazing. Gam nireda shluchim v'yirochvi susim kal yameres. It took horses. Horses. On both sides. Horses. Are you kidding? If you can get to Pras in 15 days, it's just with the Rosh Hashanah quotes, by foot, by horse, you can get anywhere where the Jews lived in those days. Where does Shluchei Tishrei not get? Where? Now, if you count the horse, what about a car? What about a plane? If that's the case, when Mashiach is going to come, that's it, done. So the Chasam Sofer, as I mentioned to you earlier this year, not that way. We show you Masi and Masuos. Remember that in the Mishneh Rosh Hashanah? They had torches till the Kikul of Akusim. So now we are going to have telephones, WhatsApp, aren't we? Everyone's going to know in a second when Mekudesh. So there shouldn't be any younger than Shani anymore. Chasam Sofer says, no, he thinks it's going to be an unbelievable Chiddush. It will be under Shani in Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. Wow. Achidish Neira. Eretz Yisrael? How can that be? Here's the answer. When we came back from Bayez Shani, we changed the names of the months. You know that? We used to call it Chodesh Rishon Shani. No names. In the Chumash, no names. None, not one. Tanakh here and there, a couple. We came back from Babel, as I'll tell us, they took names from Bavel, so you should remember the fact that they were in Golas Bavel and they came back. Okay, when we go back to Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach's going to come tomorrow. What's going to remind us that there was a Golas when we came out of the Golas? What's going to remind us? So English? No, English names. May? That's for sure. So the Chasam Soli, what's going to remind us? Yotam Shemish of Golias. Even the Israelis, everyone's going to keep understanding us to remind us of the Golas that we once had for 2,000 years. Pillay Plama Chasam Soy. Appella de Gavart. Yeah.
That wasn't the Yucha for our Gulls. I mean, the previous Gulls also had.
I guess you're right, but it was only a few years. We're 2,000 years.
And then, also, is it so easy to get to, like, Greece on by horseback in 15 days? I don't know the truth.
Maybe not. I don't know. He's saying, you can get to Pros by foot in 15 days. You can't get to Greece or Rome. Jews live in Rome. It's further than Greece. Italy. You go on horseback. Can you get to Italy? I don't know. Go on the internet. Find out how much you can cover on horseback compared to on foot. And how far is Rome compared to the Euphrates? Euphrates is also pretty far away. But it says you can go on a day 40 mil. Says. I'm sorry. What's 40 mil? Not 40, 40 kilometers. Okay? That's in 10. So in 15 days, you don't have 15 days. They didn't go in Tishrei. They didn't go.
So it was
12 days. Was it not 12 days? What's 12 times 40?
484,000.
12 times 80 is 4,000. 12 times 80.
What's that? 40.
12 times 40, excuse me. 12 times 4 is 48. 12 times 40 is 480. Right? 480 mil. And every mil, you can go 40 kilometers. Right? So what's 480 times 40? Oh, I'm not good in math. 2,000, no? No, what? 480 times 40. A pen.
19,200.
There you go. So it's 20,000 kilometers. How far is Nahar Pras from Yerushalayim? Would you be afraid? Remember? How many? Must be less than that. Okay? But a horse probably can go much, much faster than a person. You know, what do you say, 10 times faster? I don't know. I'm trying to kind of guess.
Apparently, a
well-trained
horse can travel
80
to 100 kilometers in a day.
Okay, and a person can travel, what did we say?
He said 40 times.
He said 40 kilometers in a day?
We said, how many kilometers in a mile? 40.
How many kilometers in a... A mile, I made an approximation, a mile is 8 kilometers.
A mile is 8 kilometers. Okay, fine. So, we said 44 kilometers in a day.
40. So then a horse can only could travel twice as fast as a person? How can that be?
We have more stamina. I don't know.
How can that be? Something's wrong with that schedule. I don't know. Let's just finish up Rabosai. Okay. Khan Begulin, what do you see from here? That they stayed in the Gulin. They didn't go to the base of Mikdash, right? They didn't go. Chor, you see that there's no Chiv to go to the base of Mikdash to take your Lulav. Right, we spoke about it back in the third parak. Or maybe no, only the first day that there was a Mikdash and the Gevulim are identical, then there's no mitzvah to take the Lulav in the Mikdash. But every other day, maybe there is a Chiv. Okay? Maybe. However, Rabosai, this is presuming that the original Mishnah is referring to the original days when they went to the base of Mikdash. The Achrona being arrived from here, Kamek Vulin, and they didn't go to the base of Mikdash. But I want to quote you the Halakha of Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, as I said, called Likutei Halachos. Where the Rif didn't write, he wrote. Now the Rif, mostly it's on Kachim, but the Rif did not write on Asugim. So the Chofetz Chaim did. The Chofetz Chaim did. And he quotes the din of the Mishnah, which the Rif omitted. Yontev Rishon Shalchach Chalias B'Shabbos Kol Ha'om Molichin, etc., etc., etc. Okay, Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. The Rif left it out, and he quotes it. Ikal Amed Aktuva, says the Chofetz Chaim. Ma'ikam Mashmalam Hashmina B'Masnisin the Shalul of Docha Shabbos Beyond the Rishon Shalchach Shalchabo. We know that already. Kamafurish also the Bina Beyom Echad Shiyashalachem. So was it obvious that the first day you had to have your own lulav? Old kosher. And that mem dalit, the maskana amish is referring to his mashav mitzvah mikdash kayim. Lo beochel about the knesios below the mikdash. Why they go to base a knesis and nishna the mamal? Go to the mikdash. V'yei lo med demayish b'tmeim v'chutz yirushalayim d'afka kevin shoma kolom kolom mashav shakulam ochel about the knesios. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a chiddush gadol. V'yashalomar, the masnis nafemalef mairi liyachar takona shetkinu shem yom chayantav shvishen b'shabes shikolecha notel bebeiso. Uvizman amiklash hayozeh. So the Mishnah memalef was after the takona on membeis. Valzemar atana shapir yom tov v'chule. What did the Mishnah say? Yom tov rishon shochag shchalias b'shabes kolola molichin. To base a knesses, yeah. Lahoya zerak im chal yom the rishon shulchag v'shabbes with base a knesses. So you have vacha l'cholechad v'yechad. Have you done with the bebeiso? In other words, it said the metakein bebeiso. That's what the Mishnah says over here. The metakein cholechad v'yechad. You know the bebeiso. The last word on our Mishnah membeis is bebeiso. Okay, but beiso means it's a place which is not killing each other in the base of Mikdash. Right? As it says over here, Daf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, what they see. Boch Hazon and Vizokin of the Mochat and Makish, it's Reyeu, Gvalt, Bebeiso. And you know, the Beis HaKnesses is also a pretty sane place. So therefore, when it says in Daf Mem Aleph in the Mishnah, Kolom Olichel Luluven Beis HaKnesses, it means after the Takon of Mem Beis. Shul is better, that one a minion. Don't do it, be a chidus. That's the chidus nifla of the Chofetz Chaim. So therefore, you can't bring a raya that before the takon there's no chiyuv to go to the base of Mikdash. As the Achronim want to give. According to the Chofetz Chaim, it's no raya because the Mishnah is talking about after the takon. But now comes the last point for today, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Kivegas. We have Mishnayos with Rabbi Kivegas, I hope. hope so. Tosef Kiveger, yes. What? Oh, I pressed bays. Oh, my. Can't see well. Watch this. What's the Mishnah? Oh, it's the Mishnah. No, I don't understand what's going on with Ilya. Oh. Still in base?
Yeah, why did
you what? Isn't this Gibble?
Yeah.
Links. Let's try plus. Baruch Hashem. Took a while to get it. Look at this. Fizeh Ksas Kosher Sefer the Masnisin Ushar Yemos Achag Odom Yotzi Dechavos Vusha Chaver. This is my base of English Kayam Hechem Ashkarasla back at the beginning of Chav Testament Beis. What's the case? What a great kasha. That's a gewaldige kasha. Psh. You're not Yotzim Shal Chaveru at all. And he's assuming the girsa that we have in the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Let's look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. Look at the Mishnah. Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Come on. Look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. Give a look. What does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Osai, look carefully in the Mishnah. What did it say? Yonder Mishnah Shechal Shlios B'Shabbos. Right? Kolam Olichin. As the levay and the basic nesses, the mochas mashkim in the bunk, alecha bech, maka shalom, and not the nesham of Hamed, not of Yotz, Yachmosh, Lusha Haver. Shayim Osachag? Oh! Odom Yotz, Yachmos, Lucha. What Shayim Osachag? Bizman HaMikdash? There was no Shayim Osachag. Right? In the Mikdash, you need the Tosa said on Chav Testament Beis, Shayim Osachag, in the Mikdash, you need Lachem. So it can't be referred to the Mikdash. Kabos, remember that? Chav Testament Beis, the bottom Tosis. Tosis is saying that in the Beis HaMikdash, right? See? You need Hadar and Lachem is Lachem. 1 second. 1 minute. They say, because of Ishol, Lotikin. Kein Doraisa, which means that in the Mikdash Doraisa you need Lachem. No, it can't be referred to the Mikdash, the Mishnah Memalaf and Beis, because it's not true. You need Lachem. I be Gvulin, there was no Gvulin. What's the case? So the Rimi Lunil has a Chiddush Nifla, and the Man of Mikdash, there was a Mitzvah of Lula, be Gvulin, Midin Rishus, Misora Neviim. That's tomorrow, Shia about Arava. But that's a Shvera Bar. So the only answer is you have to change the girsa. Yep, I'm sorry, I don't like changing girsas, but yeah. Watch. They quote it. I don't know if they have this over here in the various other links. It's in the Mishnayos, printed Mishnayos. See if they have it over here. No, they don't have it. Maybe it's in Tosfos Chadash and they quote different people. Maybe. It's quoted for what they call for the Or Gadol. Beis again? Why? Something is wrong with this. Let's see if we have. No, don't have it here. He changes the gears here, boss. Give open. Look at the Mishnah. Mem Aleph and Beis. What does it say? It says, Yom Tov Shirishon Shulchan. Right? That's what we have over here, sir? No. You just say, Yom Echad. And just say, Ush'ah Yomim. Didn't change, right? And who's saying this? This is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi saying it, who's Masada the Mishnah. It's not coming from the, right? Look, the last line. Back to the Kiveg. Where is it? Didn't exist. And Mishnah Kuar Lachem. So the answer is change the gears. Oh, you know, remind me tomorrow, bring a Mishnah and I'll show it to you, read it to you inside. So tomorrow I'm going to start the Sugya of Arava. Okay, tomorrow I'm saying Shir early at 10:45. Yeah, 10:45. Let's stick to the regular schedule. Okay, Menachem? 10:45. So send the email out. We're starting to give our rubber. So that bring the multitudes. This is going to take downstairs. You can see the.